This is Weekend Ozarks at Large for Sunday, January 13th, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Christina Thomas.
With us, Becca Martin Brown, who is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
She is.
My favorite quote right now. Not a new quote, but my favorite. A lot of people leave Arkansas, and most of them come back sooner or later. They can't quite achieve escape velocity.
And I know who said that.
Charles Portis wrote the book The Dog of the South. He also wrote the book True Grit.
And Norwood.
And Norwood. And he does not really come out and talk to people anymore.
He has always been a somewhat private person. Not reclusive, but somewhat private.
And that explains why Jay Jennings is going to be at the Fayetteville Public Library this week talking about the book he edited of Charles Portis's work, which is called
Escape Velocity.
Exactly. A Charles Portis miscellany.
And that's what it is. It's some of the journalism he did, both for magazine and newspaper, short stories, the one play he's written.
So a little bit of everything.
Yes. Many people who've read Portis have read those novels we mentioned, but they haven't read much of his other work, and now it's been collected for the first time in this amazing volume.
These things appeared in places like the Atlantic Monthly or the Oxford American, some in the Arkansas Times, and then pieces like the play have never – the Arkansas Rep did it in the 90s.
They workshopped it. I don't know if they actually did a full-blown production.
But it's never been published.
Right.
And so Theater Squared will be doing – a portion of this,
mm-hmm.
and there will be readings, and there will be music.
Roy Reed.
Roy Reed is going to do a Q&A, as I understand it, with Jay Jennings.
I believe so, yes.
What's interesting is that because Mr. Portis is known as kind of a recluse, people might perceive that he is not friendly. And so Jay Jennings tells this great story about being a young writer who was really only writing movie reviews for an alternative Little Rock newspaper, and he wrote to Portis saying he had just bought a copy of his latest book, Master of Atlantis, and asked him to sign it.
Mm-hmm.
And he invited him to lunch. It became a correspondence. It became a friendship.
Aww.
But he would not let Jay Jennings do the collection without a little goosing from the Butler Center.
Yes.
In Little Rock. And then the collection came about, and he stayed completely out of it. He didn't want anything to do with the editing. He was finished with his work, and so Jay Jennings said basically what he did was collect things that he loved.
Yeah, I own a copy of it, and it's something else.
And the play, by the way, is called Del Rey's New Moon, and you can find out all about this at 6 o'clock on Wednesday at the Fayetteville Public Library. It's one of those amazing things that happens that are
absolutely
free.
Yes.
Exactly. Now, this afternoon, here's some choices. It's drop-in drawing at Crystal Bridges.
Yeah.
1 to 4. You just drop in and somebody on the staff will help you draw.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just go draw.
Are you drawing anything or like sketching one of the paintings?
No, this is anything.
Okay.
This is just random drop-in drawing. The Sacred Harp Singers meet at 1:30 at the General Store at the Shiloh Museum. If you don't know anything about shape note singing, you should drop in on them.
Cold Mountain, the movie Cold Mountain, had a good depiction of shape note singing. It's where they move the hands and the music is written in shapes.
If you need to see a movie,
huh.
Soul Food Junkies, the community cinema offering this afternoon at 2 at the Fayetteville Public Library.
KUAF Zone.
Molly Ron will moderate a discussion afterward.
Excellent. If you loved the movie and you'd like to see the musical, Catch Me If You Can finishes up its run at the Walton Arts Center with shows at 2 and 7:30 today.
No Sunday night. Just
Sunday night
afternoon.
Gone. Okay.
Just Sunday afternoon.
There you go. So don't mess around.
That's right.
Go at 2.
Or at 3, you can go see Dead Man Walking.
Yes, you can.
Which seems like a really interesting topic for an opera.
Well, yeah, I saw the first half at rehearsal. And it's quite compelling, and I want to see how Kyle Lang, the director, has staged the finale. Because I don't think I'm giving anything away. It's a condemned man who is executed in Louisiana's Angola prison. If you've seen the movie, it's quite chilling
awesome
having
him
do that,
yeah.
Where Sean Penn is raised up. And I don't know how they're going to do this in Syllable of Smith, but I'm quite excited to see it this afternoon.
And that happens at 3 o'clock. It is the last of two performances.
That's right.
So if you fool around, this will be gone forever, and it's $18. It's happening at the Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville.
Yeah. Boy, that's for mid-January, that's a great menu.
Remember
pretty busy
when we
afternoon.
Were looking for stories in January?
It's been a few years.
Not so much.
No, not anymore.
So get busy, folks.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
This is KUAF 91.3 FM, Fayetteville, Fort Smith, Bentonville, Lake Francis.
Where's Lake Francis?
Lake Francis is due south of Siloam Springs along Highway 59, just a few miles east of the Oklahoma border, a little bit northeast of Watts, Oklahoma.
Is there actually a lake?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
All right. Lake Francis.
Lake Francis, Arkansas.
There you go.
Yes. And do you have any plans for this Sunday afternoon?
I am going to see the final performance of Catch Me If You Can
at
the
Walton
Arts Center. Yeah.
Based on the book and the movie of the same name.
Right, right. I'm excited to see how they turn it into how it was turned into a Broadway film. You're going to have a similar afternoon.
Well, yes. I'm planning on going to Dead Man Walking, the final performance of Opera Fayetteville and this contemporary opera. And I'm very curious. I really want to see the second act. I saw the first one in rehearsal. And so that's where I plan to be, at Selah Boyle Smith on the University of Arkansas campus.
And both of these are the final performances of each of the shows.
Right.
Right.
So
right. Okay.
Last chance today.
Weekend Ozarks at Large is a production of KUAF. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Callums.
Happy Sunday.